Okay, this is, it's going to be two parts. Next week we'll talk about how to apply it to chinuch. We're just going to talk about bichlal, the issue of kinah, of jealousy. Jealousy is something that adults struggle with, but also children struggle with jealousy as well, and being jealous of other people, accomplishments this one has, this one doesn't have, all these different types of things. And certainly it's important to train a young person, whether they're elementary school age, whether high school age, college, whatever it may be, to train ourselves about how do we understand and relate to kinah and what kinah is supposed to be.
Is there
A difference between kinah and losachim is losachim means that you're not allowed to, can't act on it. It's losachim is the action. Like let's say somebody has a car that you want to buy their car off, that you really want the car, and you are like pushing them, you're shepherding them, you're buying them, I want to buy this car, I want the car. So then that becomes losachma once you try to get that. Kinah is just is the feeling inside of wanting other people's things. Well, we'll actually discuss that right now. We're good? We got it?
No.
No?
Yep.
So let's begin. V'tam v'yahatrecha kamocha. The Ramban has a wild chiddush in the mitzvah atrecha kamocha and how it relates to kinah. He says v'atrecha kamocha haflaga, meaning it's very interesting. It seems to be not make any sense. How could a person love another person as much as you love yourself? It's not possible by being a human being to love another person as much as you value yourself. And we would think, if the Ramban didn't say, we think it's like out of line. Like, how could the Torah get this wrong and say that I could love somebody else as much as I love myself? That, and therefore he seems to say it's an overstatement. It doesn't seem possible. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu command a person to love another person as much as you care for yourself? And he supports this question from a halacha. Va'od shekvar bo Rabbi Akiva v'limen. Rabbi Akiva comes and he teaches us. Chayecha kodmen l'chayei chaverecha. Right? This is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Two people are walking in the desert, and there's only one cup of water to save the two of them. So, v'hatrecha kamocha would mean kamocha mamish, that you have to love the other person who's also starving for water as much as you love yourself. And I'd have to give you that cup of water, right? Wouldn't that the halacha would demand that? That if you are dying and I'm dying, I have to love you as much as myself. So I really need that water. So I should give it to you because essentially we're the same. But the halacha doesn't follow that. We follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha kodmen, your life comes before another person's. And therefore the halacha proves that it's not possible to care about another person on the same level that you love yourself. So the Ramban says, it's not me talking. I'm not questioning the pasuk. The Gemara, the Psak Halacha, seems to question this possibility that can be kamocha mamish. Aval tetzava haTorah sheyahov es chaveiro b'chol inyan kasher yehiv es nafsho b'chol hatov. The Torah is commanding you that you should love your friend in every aspect as if you love yourself in everything that is good. Meaning, if your friend has a mila, you have a friend who has a chashivas, a friend has a piece of property that's very nice, a person has an ability, a person is good at sports, the person's a friend who's in shape, whatever it is, you have a kid, guy who knows how to learn, whatever it is, you have a mila, potential chashivas. So the Ramban says that v'yahatrecha kamocha means that you should be happy and love your friend for his mila. If your friend has something good, then you should love and be happy for your friend's mila. So, for example, so Rav Hoffman says, this is not, I think, nogea for us, but let's just pretend. Rav Hoffman says, let's say two people want to be Rosh Hashiva. Okay? I'm sure we can think of a contemporary thing. Two people are running for something. There's two guys who want to be Rosh Hashiva, and one gets chosen. The halacha would dictate, according to the Ramban, that you need to be happy that your friend became Rosh Hashiva and you didn't. If there's a mila, if there's a chashivas, the other person has. If you're a friend's son, and you have two boys who are in the same class, and one gets picked to be valedictorian and yours doesn't, you have to be happy for him that the other son got picked to be valedictorian. If someone else wins the lottery, and you also need the money. So the Ramban says, means you have to be happy for his mila and his success. The love I show another person is by being happy for the success the same way I would be happy for myself. That's how you show. How do you do v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? Just like I would be happy with the success for myself, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to be happy for the tov that your friend has as if it's your own tov.
So that would be one step past the sakwit. That saying...
Exactly, good.
The sakwit is don't feel be resentful.
Yes.
What they have, and this is...
The opposite direction, exactly. So the Ramban's going to develop this. Them. Perfect. He says, v'itachin ba'avur shelo amar. He says, perhaps you shouldn't say, v'ahavta esrayacha kamocha. Right? It doesn't say, v'ahavta esrayacha, love your friend, kamocha, like yourself. V'shaveo sam b'milas. It compares you, l'rayacha, to your friend. V'chein, v'ahavta lo kamocha. Degar, shia perusho, l'shavos shneyam, v'ahavasam b'daito. Now, b'daito means intellectually. You love both of them intellectually. If I love getting kavod, then I should be happy giving somebody else kavod. That's what the Ramban is saying. Whatever you enjoy for yourself, you should be happy in giving that thing to somebody else. If you love a fresh cooked meal, then hakakocha means that you should love giving that thing to your friend as well, whatever they like. If you like tickets to the game and you would appreciate that, then you should also show it by giving tickets to your friend to the game as well, because he would appreciate and love that thing. Then he said...
So wouldn't kamocha mean that like you're like equal?
Yeah.
So then if it's you or me, so then it could be either one of us. Like, why would I have to automatically give it to you?
Correct. The way I show the reyecha, the way I show love to the other person is in what is bedaito. What in my das is that I would like. So the way I show my love to the other person is by whatever I would enjoy, I would also want them to be happy with that thing as well. That's what understands it. Again, everybody's equal, but I have to show the same love. I wanted to be Rosh Hashiva. My friend got picked to be Rosh Hashiva. So I have to be happy.
Right, but if I get picked, that's fine.
That's
too.
Fine. Yeah, does, we're not saying you need to be a schmatz and everybody else to trample.
I'm sorry, you didn't
get it. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying it's, the Ramban says it's all bedaito. It's all, that's those words. Ve'havasam bedaito. You love them in your mind. Ki pa'amayim rabos she'hev adam esreyehu bedvarim yiduim lehetivo ba'osher v'nechasim v'lo b'chachba k'yotze bazeh. He says, sometimes a person will be willing to be happy for the financial success of another person. That's fine. Ah, you got a job, right? And you're making a lot of money, and you got a promotion, and you did well in real estate, whatever it may be. That I can be happy with, right? But let's say it comes to chachma. Like, being smart's my thing. Like, I don't want you to intrude in that one thing that I'm like, I'm better than you at. Every person is going to show... Every person feels they have to have one thing that better than anybody else has. It's got to be one thing. You're the guy who makes a lot of money. Good. You're a lot of wealthy. Okay, and you're the guy who's still an athlete, like, you know, in your 40s and 50s, like, can still play ball. Like, very good. You're shkoyach for you. But, like, I'm, like, the guy who's, like, bookish and I like to learn. That's my mila. And therefore, he says that when it comes to chachma, I feel that I'm a smarter. So in that area, I can't see the other person's milos. And that's a sticking point. The issue is that, but like, that's my thing, right? That's what he says over here. He says, "Be'oshev nechassim." Fine, you got oshev nechassim. Bechachma, that's my thing. That's not v'hafrei chakamocha. That a person thinks that there's no way that anybody could beat me in this one area. V'imi ya'ohev b'ko, and if I truly love everyone, yachpotz shiyiz kareyehu, I should desire that my friend should be zocha ahov lo ba'oshim nachasim v'kavod uvedasu v'chachma. Wouldn't I want to have wealth? Wouldn't I want to have property? Wouldn't I want to have kavod? Wouldn't I want to have das? Wouldn't I have wisdom? So if those are milas that I see in myself as to be important, and I would be happy to have those things, then I need to be happy that my other friend has those milas as well. V'loj yishava elav. I don't have to be equal to him. Avliya chafetz b'livo lo'olam shehu gadol mimenu b'chal tova. Ye gadol mimenu b'chol tova, says the Ramban. That he's teaching us that the nature of people is that we find it difficult to feel equal to others. Every person feels there has to be one area that I'm on top of the other person. There's one thing where I am, that they have all other great things, but it has to be one thing that I have over this person. The ego tells a person there has to be an area in life where you're a little better than somebody else. I can be happy for other people in many different areas. You have chachma, you have wealth, you have kavod, you have intellect, but there's one area we tell ourselves, I have to be better. And as long as I'm better than you in one thing, then I feel good. But that's not v'hatrecha kamocha. It's in all areas, he says. It could be that you're a bigger lamdan than me, but I'm a bigger masman. You could be that you're a bigger mas, but I have to be a bigger lamdan. The superiority of a person says that there's one value that I am better than you at, and we cannot totally be equal in all areas. And that's what's going on inside the human brain. And this is what the Ramban is telling us. Be it sabaha kasav, and therefore the Torah comes and tells us, shelo tiye pechisas hakina hazos belibo. Don't have the pechisas hakina, this smallness of kina in your heart. You should love all of the great things your friend has. Kasher adam osel anavsho, just if I had it for myself. And don't have like a cap on how much love you can have. I can only love you this much, but like once you like tread into my area of the things I'm good at, then like we're not friends anymore. And therefore, the halach of hatrecha kamocha is to remove kina from your heart. That's what the Ramban says. The whole purpose of this mitzvah is to remove jealousy from your heart. And the more the person moves away from the feeling of inequality and comes closer to feeling equality, then the closer you get to love. And this is a lifetime of work, Rav Hoffman says. He says it takes 120 years to get to this place and to reach that point. However, every time you remove a little bit of kina, you come closer to the mitzvah. And that's the avoda, he says. The avoda of hatrecha kamocha is to swipe away that kina a little bit each day, and just to remove a little piece, take a little bit of a chunk away from the kina you have for other people. This person has more, better, their kids are more successful, my kids are not as successful, whatever it may be. And just to move that, every single piece of kina you take away, you remove from the picture, brings you closer to a total form of hatrecha kamocha. And the less I feel elevated above someone else, the more I will come to love them. And that's how he understands the Ramban. The Chiddush of the Ramban about kina is that kina is not just about that someone has something I don't have. Because I think that's usually how we address kina, right? Kina means this person has something I don't have. And the Ramban says, no, that's for four-year-olds. That's how four-year-olds address kina. He says, adults say that kina is the feeling of being better than someone else, and not being able to bear the fact that you are just as good as I am. And I think for many people, you know, present company, certainly myself speaking, this is something I think any, you know, healthy person struggles with, that we need to feel that there's one thing I'm better at. And that I have to, if not, then like, how can I be friends with such a person?
Because it's kind of like they're uprooting your self of ego.
Of ego. They're getting, this is what makes me feel good about myself.
Right.
And now if we're the same in that area,
right,
then, exactly.
Because different income levels, you could say, well, you know, he's good at that, and he's good at this, and whatever, you know.
I'm good at this.
Right. I think a good example also is when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, you know, I'm a Kanei Atoli, and I wish everybody would be a Navi. I think that was the quintessential.
Yeah.
And he said everybody should be a Navi.
And what was Moshe's thing was being a Navi. That was like his...
That was his thing.
That was his thing.
Yeah, okay.
And he said everybody should. Yeah. I think that's beautiful. I think 100%.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's we have, this something we have to struggle with, right? It could be as small as like gardening. Like, okay, like everyone likes like, you know, my gardening. Okay, I might be a schlemazel everywhere else in life, but I'm good at gardening. So the Hashmecha Kamocha demands that you need to be okay that somebody else is just as a gardener as you. And that's okay with you. That's what the halacha demands. So the Torah comes to say, "V'hatrecha kamocha," remove the feeling of jealousy and compare yourself to other person. And the more you can overcome kina and feel less elevated above another person, the more you come close to the mitzvah of hatrecha kamocha. So when the Ramban says that this is a very strong lashon, lahasir p'chisus hakina, remove the smallness of kina, he means in terms of reality. The Ramban gives an example in Tanakh. Listen to this. The Alkain, Amar B'Yonasan, it says about Yonasan, Ki Ahavas Nafsho Ahavo, that they loved one another in the same love, right? Yonasan and David loved each other the same way. Ba'avur shehasir midas hakinan libo. Because he removed the meat of kinnah from his heart, and he said, "Ki ata timlacha Yisrael, you will be the king of Israel, v'ani yelacha l'mishnah, and I'll be second in command." Now, what does Yonas mean when he says that he has ahavas nafsho? Now, that is obviously a description of the highest possible form of v'ahavta reicha kamocha. So we have to look to the model of David and Yonasan to see what is real ahavta reicha kamocha look like. Shaul wanted to kill David, and Yonasan saved David's life. And Yonasan knew that if he saved David, what did that mean?
He
would never be the king, and he would never reach that place. Now, it's obvious that Yonasan wanted to be the king. This is not a case of like Yonasan's like, yeah, whatever, like it's not for me. Like, of course Yonasan wanted to be the king. He wanted it more than anything else in the world, and he still saved David. And why did he save him? Ki ahavas nafsho ahavo. Because he loved him in the level, on the highest degree of v'hatrei chakamocha. And the only thing that he was going to have in life that was going to make him better than anybody else was that he was going to be the king. And he gave it to his best friend. That is completely v'hatrei chakamocha, according to the Ramban. Yonasan knew that Shmuel had already anointed David to be Mashiach Hashem. That was already in the books. And he saved him so that David would be able to be the Melech Yisrael. And he wanted to be the king. And at the same time, he came to a reality that the fact that David was the king, and he was the Mashiach Hashem, and he accepted it. And he said, you know what? David's better than me in this area. He's going to be the king. And to come to terms with reality and to act on it is Avos HaNefesh. And that's going to be the yesod in the second part of this piece from Rav Hoffman of coming to terms with the reality. A major yesod in V'hatrei Chakamocha and Kinnah is like, what's the mitzvah in front of you? Like being okay that this is the reality and swallowing that reality. Yeah.
Just like you said, that with the onus on realizing that he's Mashiach Hashem, so part of it's also just realizing that's what Hashem wants. Like you want to be better, but just accepting, like even with Moshe and being hung up and everything, it's like accept this is what Hashem wants.
For sure. Like, you have to accept this is what's out there. Yeah.
I think there's a way you can get around that.
Yeah.
Take Moshe Rabbeinu's way of Anivas, right? How is Moshe Rabbeinu Anivas? He's the best person in the world. He knows that.
Yeah.
So the Anivas was, but someone had my abilities, he'd do better.
Yeah.
So that's maybe the way you can go back to the Kamocha.
Yeah.
If he had my ability, he would be a good gardener. But I'm the top gardener, right? Because I've got the ability.
I hear. So,
not me. Hashem gave him the skill.
I agree. I don't think it's possible to attain that level without a level of bitachon. It's not possible to be on such a level of Yonasan and David without coming to terms that Hashem is running the floor.
Everyone knew that David was going to be the king. Everyone did. Shmuel anointed him.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think that's any different I don't think it's any different than us nowadays. You can have 10 guys on the court who are playing ball, and one guy out there thinks he's the best, and everybody out there. But there's one guy who really is the best. And everybody in the court knows that this guy's best. And the guy can't see it. He's being outshot. He's being out-dribbled. He's being rubbed on the court. And he thinks he's the best. And the mitzias in front of him says that he's not the best on the court. You can have the facts in front of you, but as Rav Hoffman's going to develop next time, all the facts in front of you mean nothing until you come to terms with reality, until you're able to accept that you are not the best guy on the court. Again, until you're willing to accept that, I don't know, the guy's petunias or whatever, they're better than mine. Like, they're better. I can think of them, but you have to accept the reality in front of you. So, and because Yonasan removed the kinnah from his heart, he was able to understand the truth that David was going to be the king, and therefore he saved David. That's Avas Nefesh, to overcome kinnah and to come to terms with the way things are supposed to be. So according to the Ramban, the way to fulfill V'hatrei Chakamocha is in the negative. We don't usually use that. Usually we think V'hatrei Chakamocha means like sitting around by kumzitz and like everyone's amazing, like you're the best, and you're the best, we love each other. That's not what it is. For the Ramban, it's in the negative. By removing kinnah from your heart, the more you remove that kinnah, the more you fulfill the mitzvah. The more you remove those negative attributes, the closer it brings you to that mitzvah.
But it means, though, it has to be there to begin with. For instance, right? The nice Kayan over here, he does whatever it is, gets the first Aliyah. I have no kina in me to get the first aliyah by correct. Every.
If you want the first aliyah, bring in another quran.
Yeah. Okay, but my point, like, there, it doesn't exist that because this is how my it was never an option.
So that's the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes on Lo Sachmod. How do you fulfill Lo Sachmod? The Ibn Ezra gives the mashal of the pauper and the prince's and the king's daughter. The pauper knows has no shaychus to the king's daughter. He doesn't walk around all day in his hut thinking, I really the king's daughter is who I'm going to marry, because you know it's totally
so
unreal.
But in this case,
Ibn Ezra gives you, that's how you come to a place of Lo Sachmod. You come to a place of not violent Lo Sachmod when you're saying that Hashem gives each person exactly what they need. And if Hashem wanted you to have this, but you need to be at such an extreme level that if your friend just did work on the kitchen, you have to be at the level to say, okay, but it's mamash like the king's daughter. Like, I have no shaychus. It's totally out of my realm. What?
You're not at that level to understand it. Yonasan could have been king.
Yeah.
So he had to make peace with the fact that he was not.
Correct.
And David was. Every other person in the land wasn't going to become king.
Correct.
Also.
Correct.
But they never had a chance to begin with.
Correct. They didn't have kinna for
David. They didn't
David.
Have that thing. So in order for this mitzvah to be, it has to be that you had a chance.
Oh, correct. 100% correct. So the Ramban will tell you, that's right. V'halcha chachamocha is not with you and like Ruchan Kanievsky. Like that's like a dover, like Pashut. Of course, like, no one's like, everyone, that's a good example. Of course you're going to be misspelled, you're going to give, Ruchan Kanievsky, what a massment, what a tamachachim, like whatever. Because that's the change, the miles between you and him are huge. So there's no sense of like kinah. The difference is like, when you're at a Shabbos table and you're like a friend, dude, that was like a Pasha guy, just gives like a beautiful Dvar Torah. Beautiful Dvar Torah. And you're like, oh, like, I could have said like Dvar Torah. Like, why is he like, and then you're like, oh, it's not such a good Dvar Torah, whatever. And you're like, you try to like shlag it up. Meaning when you're in the same Parsha, that's where Hashem Echa Kamelcha is according to Ramban.
To be proud of him by that level, that's not
Hashem Echa Kamelcha, because you're not in the same Parsha. It's miles
better. For his accomplishment, you never strive for that.
Exactly.
You never thought it was an option.
Exactly.
That's one thing that you're allowed to be jealous of.
Isn't it? Correct. There's kinah sofrim, that's true, but whatever it's going to be.
Not a question like that.
Yeah.
You're saying just negative, but I think it's also positive in terms of, maybe it's just from bottom just saying, but I'm saying there should be a positive aspect of it, like your friends, and it's easier, especially when you're good friends with your happy.
Correct.
Someone you don't like, and you're like, oh, that guy, I think he's a good ball player.
Yeah, correct. It's all within that same parsha. Now, the Ramban is not the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Deis and Perek Vav and Zayin, he says, Lefichach yisaper b'shivcho v'yichos amamono. The Rambam says, no. It's all about doing positive things for the other person. If you like a steak dinner, so you buy a steak dinner for your friend. That's what Echak Amocha. If you like getting compliments, so then you give your friend compliments. The Rambam views fulfilling the mitzvah as doing positive things for other people. And he says that even if I'm jealous of you for what you've accomplished, but I say nice things about you, that's still Hashem Echa Kamocha, according to the Rambam. You could hate the guy in your guts, but if I go and compliment you and, do nice things for you, according to the Rambam, you fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa of Hashem Echa Kamocha. According to the Ramban, that's utterly meaningless. You could compliment that guy from here to tomorrow. But if you are jealous of him in your heart, you are still far away from the mitzvah. Because as long as kin is eating me up inside, I'm very far away from that ava.
You still haven't then explained, according to Ramban, the difference between Lo Sachmod and Bahasha.
Again, Lo Sachmod is, you need a maisa to do Lo Sachmod. I have to go and pursue it.
How do we explain according to Ramban that there needs to be a maisa with any of these things to have an aveira or a mitzvah? You have to have a maisa. If you're thinking in your head,
it's no different than there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, there's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. There's no maisa there. These are all things that are done b'lev v'vadas. The same thing over here. It's all internal according to Ramban. The Rambam, it's all external according to Ramban. It's all internal. Okay, so Bezos Hashem. This is just shorter for tonight, but Bezos Hashem, next time we're going to talk more about the idea of coming to terms with reality and how to teach other people and hopefully ourselves to learn how to come to terms with the reality and accept the Metzias, be able to grow from that. Okay?